Welcome, everyone, to the Relaunch Podcast. Ooh, I have like tingles going down from my head to my toes. This is going to be off the charts. And you know, when I say that, it will be off the charts. And why is this? Because there are times when you meet someone and immediate connection, you read something about them that you're like, oh my gosh, I so want to learn more about that. I want to be in the room with this person. And today I get that opportunity. Gail Lynn, she is an inventor who invented Harmonic Egg. She's dedicated her life work to educate people of the empirical evidence that sound and light work together. But guess how they work together? They work together with sacred geometry to create the space where the body can actually heal itself. And you all know, I love the whole concept around sound, light, bring it on, 3HQ, head, heart, highest self. We're gonna go into that too. The Harmonic Egg, which I love the name, and if you could go online, check it out. It's the coolest thing. Is a self-evolving, adaptive technology that uses sound and light as it works with the cellular body, resetting the autonomic, easy for everyone to say but me, nervous system, and restoring it to its natural state of creation. Through its invention, Gail spent countless hours researching sacred geometry. You might be like, what the heck is that? Don't worry, I got you covered. How light and color penetrate the bond and actually bond with the cellular body, and how music and the music waves and frequency uniquely integrate with the vibration of each individual's body. She dove deep into exploring the frequencies of different instruments and how and where they affected the chakra system. I'm going to get into that as well. She studied ancient cultures and the traditions around them, uncovering how sound energy, hello tune-in process, and using music has been used throughout time as a healing modality. And today, you are going to get the first part of this, how this all came to be, and be able to understand a little bit more about why we feel off so many times. Why do we feel not connected? Why do things affect us sometimes more than others?
You're listening to the Relaunch Podcast, and I'm your host, Hillary DeCesar, best-selling author, speaker, and transformational coach, widely recognized in the worlds of neuropsychology and business launches, which cultivated the one and only 3HQ method, helping midlife women, yep, that's me too, rebuild a life of purpose, possibility, and inspiring business ventures. Each week, we'll be diving into the stories that brought upon the most inspirational relaunches while sharing the methods and the secrets that they learned along the way so that you too can have not just an ordinary relaunch, but an extraordinary relaunch.
Gail, so great to have you. Thank you for being on the Relaunch Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope I can, answer all those questions.
So, Gail, what I always love to do is there's always those moments of relaunches, the ones that are very impactful, the ones that truly set in motion the massive changes that end up becoming the outcomes, the silver linings, as I like to call them. And so I'd love for you, for those, you know, that don't know about you, share a little bit, and then let's talk about the most significant relaunch that you've had to date.
Oh boy. Okay. Here we go. So my soul contract was with my blue collar parents in Michigan in the Detroit area. So I don't know if anybody has seen that cartoon called Bob's Burgers. it's just funny. I like mindless stuff, but it's a very heartfelt show. It's a cartoon. And they show all the times that they do a grand opening and then the power lines fall on the building. Then it says re-grand opening. And then something else happens. Grand opening.
Reopening. I need to check this out because that is so true with what people are going through right now with relaunches. And another
introduction. Of
and
it.
Another.
That's, yeah. Grand opening. Grand reopening. Grand reopening. Grand reopening. It's hilarious. That's how I feel like my life is.
I feel like it right now too. This is so good.
I was watching some of your podcasts or listening to them and I'm like, oh, she's totally going to get this. So my first relaunch was, just kind of coming to birth, birthing. My mom was, I think she was pregnant and before my dad got back from Vietnam. And I think the person that she got pregnant with was not wanting kids. So she told my dad, this is your kid. And so I lived through that 9 months of her guilt, probably a lot of, animosity and maybe a lot of anger towards me. So I felt like I really lived through that. So I was born in fight or flight. Ugh. And I didn't get out of fight or flight until probably 37 years old when I found sound and light therapy. So that was a huge relaunch, obviously. And it was probably the most significant relaunch because I realized I had a parasympathetic nervous system, which is your rest and digest. Most of us are living in fight or flight and our autonomic nervous system has the fight or flight and the rest and digest. And when you're not living in the rest and digest, so many problems can happen because the organs aren't working properly and all that stress is just causing disease. And I really truly believe that when we can stay in a place of love and gratitude, disease can't touch us. It just doesn't live there.
It's so, and people, I wish that, the way you just described it, was so powerful because we assume these days with all the relaunches, especially that are happening globally, personally, professionally, that it's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. Like there's so much going on. But if we take that and we run with it, then you're right. There's no doubt why there's more dis-ease in our life. And, the amygdala is there for a reason and deep within our brains, right? And it is to help with fight, flight, freeze. And you, after this, journey, and again, you knowing that you, for 9 months, you're in the womb, you're having a mom who is being told by her husband, hey, I don't want any more kids or any kids. I don't know what it was if you're the only one. And three of you. And, how much we don't realize is impacted by in utero and how all of these things become who we are, the stories we tell, the limiting beliefs we have. And so thank you for saying that because people, have the shame and the blame. And yet that had nothing to do with you. Right.
And I want people to realize that, they shouldn't be living in the shame and blame. If I were to have a bruise for every mistake and stupid thing I did, you wouldn't see my skin. But I think if we're not making mistakes, we're not doing anything. We're not making changes in the world. And I can't tell you how many people have said to me, oh my gosh, this harmonic egg, I had that idea. And I was like, okay, great. I mean, the ideas are out there. Just grab them out of the, thin air. But you got to do something with them. It's not like The Secret where you can just sit on your couch and just wish and hope and pray that something's going to happen. You have to take action. And a lot of people live in so much guilt and shame and fear that they just are paralyzed.
They're blinded.
They're blinded
by it. They can't get out of their own way. They can't see even the possibilities of what's in front of them. I often say you have to be able to not only hear, but actually listen to what's going on when your wise woman in your highest self is talking to you. So let me ask you, how did the kind of the download happen for you around creating something like, and tell me more about, for those that I've seen it, but others haven't, what exactly is the harmonic egg?
So let me start with the first question and then we'll go into what kind of what it looks like. But I feel like the universe played a really fun joke on me, put me in Detroit as an engineer, put me in Texas as an international telecom, you know, consultant, put me in Hollywood. And so I don't think without those pieces of the puzzle, I don't think I could have done this. Mm. And I don't think without having the Hollywood experience and almost having a nervous breakdown at the end of our 16-day shoot, that I would have never found sound and light therapy. So everything was just funny and very divinely orchestrated. Now that I look back and see the big picture, I laugh so hard. The engineering had to be there for me to design this. It's a large wooden egg. And people said it cannot be built. You can't build something out of wood this large. And I thought, well, Walt Disney said, if you can dream it, you can do it. Someone said to me, quote unquote, you are not Walt Disney. And if somebody tells me I can't do something, get out of my way because I'm going to do it. People said, you can't make a movie. You never made a movie before. I said, well, how hard can it be? That was probably the stupidest statement I ever made. This is a large wooden egg. It's literally for a person to go inside. So you're surrounded by wood, and wood doesn't hold information or energy. So wood is like a self-cleaning antiseptic type of thing. And with this new design, we're using walnut because of the spiritual properties and the way the planet is shifting. Walnut was the best for the spiritual properties I wanted into the harmonic egg. So it has the two speakers on the side of the parabola of the egg. It has a subwoofer under the chair. You're reclined in this beautiful zero gravity chair, meaning that your feet are at the level of your heart or above. So you feel really floaty and you're immersed by this music just spiraling around you. And we designed the music for specific intentions with the sound waves of the instruments. So for 40 minutes of music, you're immersed in this beautiful, these beautiful vibrations. And then you have 10 minutes of silence. And that is where the magic happens. Because in the silence is when you can really heal. When a bird whistles or chirps, the silence between the chirping is where the healing happens. So we don't use anything synthesized, no synthesized sounds of nature. The instruments are played by musicians with a high heart energy where I coach them and I help produce the music. So they hold a space of love while they're doing the music for the harmonic egg. And so when you're in a space of love, like anything can happen. The Beatles said, you know, all you need is love. So I created this space.
So let me ask you a quick question before you go on. And that is, you're saying healing. For those that are listening right now, I don't want people to tune out because they're like, I'm not healing. You know, there's nothing really wrong with me. What does it do for the people that feel like, you know, hey, things are going pretty well for me right now?
Great question. So everybody has emotional trauma. If you don't have emotional trauma right now with what's going on in Israel, there's something wrong, right? I mean, we're all going to have this emotional trauma. We're all connected divinely. We are all one. So what one of us experiences, we all experience. The superpower of being an empath is, you know, a blessing and a curse because we feel more. And you've talked about this on some of your shows as well. So I feel like this is going to help us to connect to our higher self, connect to our source energy. We'll have more intuition. We can manifest more. It's going to help to spread more love and to help heal the planet. So these kind of things, hopefully, in the future, maybe in our lifetime, that we won't have this thing called war anymore because we can all spend this time in love. So if you don't have anything going on physically and you just want to have a higher connection to your source energy, your higher self, your God, whatever word you use, this is the best thing to go into and just sit with yourself and be in that energy. And then what's going to happen to the cells is, you know, it's going to release trauma. It's going to peel back those layers of the onion. So it's just, for me, it has been a godsend. It has saved my life. I don't think I would be here had I not found sound and light therapy. So of course I'm passionate about it. And of course I'm biased about harmonic egg.
Well, here's what I found interesting is you said wood, that wood doesn't, it is, did you say conduct? And
information or energy like water and crystals.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I've always wondered about, like, the I have an infrared at my house. I love it. I use it all the time. And I've always wondered, like, what is it about the wood? And I think it's cedar or something like that. And as you explain, there's certain levels there. I find that fascinating. And as you said, that you without this harmonic, without being able to use something, you had to create this for yourself. You had to create, and as you said, if I didn't have this, where were you at the point when you're like, I really, like, this has to be with my engineering degree, with, you know, every one of your prior lives, your relaunches all coming together. What finally was just like, this is when I need to do it?
So I, you know, just to be transparent and vulnerable, I was attracting all the men in my life. Every one of them cheated on me. You know, I caught my first husband in bed with our neighbor. You know, in the second husband asked me for a divorce when we went to Peru on a spiritual journey. He was having a spiritual journey, but he never dealt with his bipolar disease. He's like, okay, I'm a shaman, but he never dealt with his shadow stuff. So guess what? That amplified when he got to Peru to rewire his, you know, brain. So he said, oh, I fell in love with the assistant tour guide. I want a divorce. So I have to fly all the way to Peru, you know, and then I'm spending time by myself in Cusco while he's sleeping with her. And then my next, you know, the next boyfriend, if catch him with his hand on another girl's butt, right? And I'm like, okay, what am I doing? Where is my vibration attracting this? I'm going to take the blame. I'm the greatest common denominator in these relationships. And I realized that this all stemmed from being in the womb and not feeling like I was loved, not feeling like I was deserving. And it's like, okay, something has to give here. But if we're vibrational beings of light and sound from source, we need to heal with sound and light. And then when I got into my first light chamber, it released so much emotional stuff. I didn't remember Santa Claus. When you're a kid and you believe you're, you know, that belief where you believe in Christmas, you remember waking up Christmas morning and getting all the presents. I didn't remember any of it. I blocked out so much. So then I started remembering and I thought, oh, okay. So if this box, that's a rectangular shaped box, can help with this emotional stuff, where can we go spiritually with an egg where life comes from?
Yeah.
But so this all started coming through.
One thing I know people are probably thinking is, all right, this is great if there's a harmonic egg around me. And by the way, I did jump online immediately. And there is one in Louisville, which is probably about 20 minutes away from my house. So I'm so excited to try this. But if you're not in an area that has one of these yet, how do you keep going with sound and light, you know, to allow for these massive, you know, things that could be happening in your body at a cellular level with allowing for things to, you know, be able to be released with trauma?
Yeah, it's a perfect question. And that's why I wrote a book. And in the back of the book, I said, you know, if you don't have the financial means, it's not fair, because I created this for the masses, not the classes. But there's not everybody that can afford a $100 session, right?
Right.
So I put in the back of the book how you can use color at home, how you can use sound at home. And then we created pieces of music that we then put online for downloads with music sheets. And it'll say, this is the musical instrument we used. These are the organs that it will help. These are the tones that it's created in. So if you look at, I studied under Ani Williams on a voice analysis. If you can listen to someone's voice, you can hear, say, the missing tone of C, and you'll use a digital tuner, and some of them have computer programs. If you're missing the tone of C, you can have heart issues, you can have erectile dysfunction, you can have a lot of stuff going on. Missing the tone of E, you could have asthma, emphysema, lung issues. And then she takes it to the next level that Sherry Edwards didn't do, is looking at the astrology of it. Like before the show, we were talking
about. Wait. I know that there are people out there saying, I have no idea what she's talking about. So when you're saying missing the tone of C, how do we find out if we truly are missing the tone of C?
So you can use a digital tuner, like how people, instruments are tuned with a digital tuner, like guitars and everything. And you can talk into that, but there's a trick to it. You really have to take a course, because if you're speaking to somebody and they're just talking in a general conversations like we're having, they might not be displaying the missing tone that is the key to their healing. What Ani teaches is that you provoke that. You ask them how their relationship was with their parents. If they have a pain, you can say, can you give me an audible sound? What does that pain feel like in your body? And a lot of people will be like, oh, you know, just something really ugly sound. And then we say at the end, okay, now, if you didn't have to deal with this pain and there was nothing that was stopping you from doing your dream, what audible sound would that be? Mm. And usually it's this angelic, like, oh, and then that's where you see the missing tone come in. It is so brilliant.
But for those that are listening and they want to do this at home, this sounds like you need it. It will take effort. Yeah. But you also have on your website, which we're going to be sharing, or the book, you have ways that people can not have to take courses, but be able to listen, hear your voice as you're talking to them, and they can do it at home.
Right. So if you have root chakra issues where it's like teeth, vision, you know, your survival things, even your knees can be a root chakra issue, but very likely you could be missing the tone of C, and that you would need drumming and red light to bring that back into balance. So I write about this in the appendix of the book so you can research yourself. You can go to a local store and buy a blue light if you want to, you know, sit under blue light. You can wear a blue scarf or blue jewelry or a shirt or something to bring those frequencies back into your body. And so it's really easy to do stuff at home. And you want to be really conscious of, you know, who the music that you're listening to, because some people are putting their anger out in their music and you're picking that up. Just like you could go to a restaurant.
Totally.
It's all energy, right? You know this, and your audience knows this. It's all energy. And so you have a meal and you leave there and you say, why am I feeling so angry? The chef or the cook or the person that was, you know, serving your food could have really had that anger, and then you picked it up. And people don't realize that when they go to a healer, an acupuncturist flicking that needle into you, going through a divorce, you could leave there crying with their sadness.
You know, it's super interesting because I actually talk about this in the book, and I use an example of a dear friend of mine who's a chef. And, you know, we talked about the fact that when he was in a really, you know, bad mood and something had happened, he had to work on bouncing himself out of that. He had to work on, you know, what I have coined as the tune in process. And the second step of tune in is change your channel. And the way I do it, and the way I have people do it, is listen to a song that lights you up for 20 seconds. 20 seconds changes the state of the brain. And I love that you're doing the same with sound waves and the instruments associated, that's a huge part of the healing in the human body. Can you go into more around that and around why my tune in process and 20 seconds of that song is so critical? Because all the people will, like, you know, I couldn't really do that. No, you have to do that. That is so important.
You have to do that now. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, I listen to 528 hertz on YouTube, and so that's going to help my DNA. And I don't discount that 528 could do something like that, but you need to listen to a WAV file or a .wav, because when you listen to an MP3, it compresses the music. So think about taking those beautiful sound waves of, say, a piano that go up and down like an oscilloscope for your engineers out there, and just cutting the top of that frequency up and cutting the bottom and compressing it, you're losing the integrity. So you want to listen to a .wav file or a high, you know, high quality file. So we have also learned that with the harmonic egg, the more that are going on the planet, the more they're all connected and raising the vibration collectively, which is a conscious technology, which is a surprise to me. And as an engineer, I'm still trying to wrap my head around that. But they started out when we had 20 or so on the planet, about 900 Hertz. We now have over 150 out there in 130 centers because some have two or three eggs. And they're vibrating at 1400 Hertz.
Wow.
When I put 528 in there. So right. Then I said, okay, I can't put 396 for those Solfeggio suite because we're getting to the Christ consciousness of David Hawkins' work, Power versus Force. Right. So we're getting to his level of work. And I thought, okay, just being around it, there's an energy to it and people cry just seeing it. So I said, okay, if we use the piano for the autonomic nervous system and we use flute for the liver with orange light, and we use drumming and red light for the root chakra and some of this, you know, balancing the body that way. Every organ, every system, every part of our body will respond to a certain instrument. So when you love a song and it really vibrates and resonates with you, look at the different pieces of music that are in there. And maybe your liver was having some issues with anger. So that flute music was really jazzing you up that day. And then the next day you needed the drumming music because you don't have a favorite song, but then you don't listen to it for a while.
Right.
And then you listen to it. You're like, wow, I totally forgot about this song and how much it jazzes me up. But then you might listen to it for a couple of days and then you don't need it anymore because you've replenished what you needed from that vibration and that energy of that music.
I really like the idea that when you can, and I do this with TuneIn and step two, tune in, change the channel, right? And I find so many times people don't realize that you have the ability to elevate your energy. You do. And even the thinking of the song, the hearing it in your own, turning it up, being able to have your go-to songs, that when you know where you have your own downfalls, the things that really bring you down. You know, when you go, hey, if you run into the ex-husband, now I happen to like my ex-husband, but you know, it brings you down, or why does it trigger me so? And you have, as you're saying, your songs are the ones on your website. You can almost preemptively like get yourself ahead of the curve, right? And I think when you're talking about, and I love that you're saying the eggs are all kind of working in unison and really elevating us. What do you think is really going to be happening in the future of where the business of sound, the music healing body? Because this has only become something really significant recently where people are starting to like sit up. You've got all of your data points, the research, but taking and acknowledging that there is so much here that can help us heal ourselves.
Gosh, and we need to. We have a beautiful body that was given to us by our creator, and it can heal itself. But we get in the way, like you were saying earlier, we get in our own way. And so when you can raise your vibration like I have and make a conscious decision to not stay in those places of anger and shame and guilt and fear, I've attracted the most amazing man in my life, which is, you know, just changing the vibration. So I think the business of the future is more of the divine feminine matriarchal business model. So those pyramid structures where there's, you know, a couple of rich guys and it's usually guys at the top, you know, with two planes and 16 yachts and, you know, 30 cars, that's got to change. We have to balance that abundance out. So what I created was the divine feminine business model with the harmonic egg. So all of my center owners, we're all going on this ride together. So I spend my time with, you know, interviews to bring awareness. And the more people I can get into their centers and create abundance for them, then the more we all can have that abundance. And we're serving the population. We're raising the vibration of the people, the planet. And I just really want to see a change in the business model and how we see money. Because what is enough enough? Why do you need $16 billion? You know, and then there's people that you see homeless that can't feed themselves. Or when the electricity companies quadrupled our rates, and in some cases quadrupled, some of them doubled, some of them tripled. And it was last winter. And families of, you know, four kids and two adults couldn't afford to pay their heating bill.
Right.
It's not right, you know, I know it sounds like a Pollyanna kind of view or vision, but I think we can get there with love. Yeah. And
I love how you talk about
ministry to give back.
I love the way you're talking about love. And it's really even that, you know, heightened level of bringing joy back, which is something I often talk about. How many times do you have to use the harmonic egg to have the maximum results?
Great question. So you can use it once and feel an energy shift and a shift in your DNA and a shift in the peels of the onion peeling back. If you have something chronic that's been going on for 30 years, it's not a magic egg. You're going to have to do at least 6 to 10 sessions to reset the nervous system for the nervous system to say, oh, Parkinson's isn't our normal, because when you have it, it's your norm. That's what the body thinks is supposed to be going on. So you have to kind of unwind that kite string and then roll it back up in a more, organized fashion. So I say, you know, people should try to do, you know, 3 to 6 sessions to see what it could do for them. But some people have come in and they said, you know, I have insomnia. That's the level of wellness I want to achieve. I want to not have insomnia. And they do one session and they're sleeping again.
Wow, I'll bring my husband. So unfortunately, we're out of time. But okay. If you have one message that you really want people to take away from this show, what would it be?
Listen to your body. Stop going to other people and say, what do I do? What do I take? You know, how can you fix me? I think we all are our best doctors, and we should all be able to listen to our own bodies and be able to discern what we need for ourselves. That's what I would say.
And Gail, how do people find you? Or find where they could go get into one of these eggs?
HarmonicEgg.com has all the locations. It has all the books, the music. And I want to offer to your audience a 20% discount for books and music with an Inspired 20 to inspire them to go out there. So Inspired 20 could be the code for them to start listening to their own bodies and inspiring them to get out of the fear, get out of the guilt and shame, and live their best life.
Gail, so good. And thank you for that. We'll have that in the show notes. I appreciate you coming on today, sharing this for those that need to hear it a second time, which I might as well do with you. You know, there's so much here and so much of what we all need to be hearing so that we can help ourselves. And that's the thing. We look for outside sources, but there's so much within that really start there. Get through, like what you're saying, go visit Harmonic Egg. If you're in I know Colorado, there's a ton of them here. So super excited for those that live here. But if you don't, visit Gail's website. And again, the website was
HarmonicEgg.com.
HarmonicEgg.com. All right, everyone. Thank you for being here. I would love to hear the takeaways that you got from today's show. And as usual, it's about live now, love now, and relaunch now in whatever capacity feels right for you. Take some of the things we talked about today and don't tune out. Tune in. Start working through them. Start taking micro actions so that you can have the benefits sooner than later. And we'll be back again next week. Take care. You've just heard another episode of the Relaunch Podcast. If something shared in this episode resonated with you, please head over to iTunes right now and leave us a 5-star review. And share this episode with others to inspire them to take the small steps that lead to a life full of purpose and possibility. And remember, you can have immediate access to the show notes and any giveaways at therelaunchco.com/podcast. Until next week, now is your time to relaunch your transition into a transformation.